Buenos dias from San Pancho Nayarit, Mexico. My friends, I hope you're doing well. We've been out of service all day. No Wi-Fi, no service, no anything, so that was kind of fun. But this podcast episode is going to be really short and kind of different because I am on the pause retreat. For those of you guys that don't know, I did one last year with one client, and we both ended up absolutely loving it, and it was quite the experience. A lot in my life changed after going to that place along with my clients. And then, but I always felt kind of called back to this place and felt that I needed to bring more people here. There's something about the Ocho Retreat Center in itself. It's nestled into the earth. It's built into a jungle. Immediately when you get here, you get this sense of kind of gravity, pulling you to slow down a little bit in your mind and your soul and your body. And there's just suddenly less urgency to keep going and keep grinding. So I felt that. And also the environment that we were in, just having nourishing food available to us, calm, peacefulness, everything. It just felt the place to recharge and rejuvenate and the place everyone needs for their own recovery process and healing. So I decided to host another one this year, but I decided to host it pretty last minute and only could get one other person to attend. But that's been awesome because I'm here with that other person now. And I waited to record the podcast, partly because I was just busy, but partly because I thought maybe I'll have something more profound to say once I'm a few days into the retreat. And the thing that I'm noticing more and more on this retreat, so the last one I was pretty distracted because I was going through a breakup and all these crazy things. This year, that's not happening. But what I am noticing is how different the world is here compared to the world back home. And what I mean is that, especially in my world, it's all very digital. It's all very fast-paced. You go online, you go on social media, and there's this reel and that reel, and there's just a flash of thing to thing to thing. And there's this, you know, the people around me, even my friends, there's a sense of urgency of like, we've all got to go somewhere. We all have to accomplish something. We all have to do something. We all have to get married, have babies. We need to advance our career somewhere, do all of that stuff. And then coming here, everyone's just kind of like, chill, man, like just slow down. Just be one with the earth, be grounded. Don't be so focused on things outside of you, focus inward. And then going on social media, on the occasions that I have gone on social media to post things and stuff like that, because I really want to advertise this retreat and show people how amazing it is. When I go on social media, it's very jarring, like very, very different from the world I'm seeing in front of me, where I'm just staring out my window right now of my bedroom. There's this beautiful curtain and there's just jungle trees and jungle noises. And they're making dinner right now for us. And it's just peace and quiet, minus a few street noises from the local surf town below. And then walking out today, we did a local food tour, and everything that we got, like we went to this very beautiful, just absolutely breathtaking restaurant where you walk off the street into this kind of corridor that opens up to a restaurant that just has plants everywhere. Like you're just in plants, and then it's open, so it's just kind of opens into the earth, this restaurant. I took videos and photos of it, and they fed us all this like very made with love. This woman that makes the restaurant, she has 6 kids, and she named the restaurant after her 6 kids and combined their names together. And you can tell she just personally came out to serve us the food, and everything she put on the menu, there was care, not only with the taste and how it was going to, you know, make you happy for your soul, but then also what the food was doing for you, like helping clean out toxins and radiation and all that sort of stuff, and clearing out any mineral metals that might be in your system, that sort of stuff. So not only was it like this chill, slow down, be at peace and be present that I've been noticing, and then going online or going and opening my email, I'm like, oh, right, different vibe completely. But then also like how people are approaching food here. Not everyone, of course. Like we had some ice cream that wasn't, but it was like actually ended up being vegan ice cream. Not that you can have, you only have to have vegan ice cream, but you know, we just, it ended up looking good, so we had it. But a lot of people here, they're viewing food as nourishment for your soul and for your body. They're not viewing food as the enemy. Food is something to be avoided. Food is something to be restricted. Food is something to be challenged. Food is something to eat as little as possible. Or food is something to use to numb or to to medicate the pain that it shouldn't be medicating. Food is an addiction tool. Food is something to be scared of. That's not what the vibe of with food is here. Food is like something that you were allowed. It is abundant, that it can help you. It can heal you. It can give you fuel for the day. It is meant to be appreciated. A lot of the people here, because we're not the only people at the retreat center, a lot of the healers here in particular, sometimes when they have meals, before they eat the meal, they take a second, almost like a prayer before a meal, but just to appreciate the meal. And then wait and close their eyes and smell the food and just take a moment of appreciation and intention with the meal. And because each meal really is precious. Each time you get to have food, that is precious. Not everyone gets that. But they end up then eating the food, right? And so there's this whole different approach to food rather than seeing it as an enemy, seeing it as your friend, right? And seeing it as something that can help you and is something that is a true gift. And on that note, we also toured a local garden called the Magic Garden today. And what was interesting about that is that our tour guide, Kometa, which is a person at the retreat center, she was telling us about all the plants and certain plants that took time to grow or certain plants that were medicinal. There was this leaf that she was talking about. I forget the name of it. It's just going to bother me. But in older times, they would put this leaf, a lot of times like tortillas are the size of this leaf because they would put this leaf on top of the tortilla that they'd eat things with, because that would help clear your digestive system and keep your gut healthy and all those things. So just viewing foods like that. And I mentioned, I forget what I said, but I said something about the plants, and she said, plants are magic from the gods, or like some sort of gift from the gods, like food is gift from the gods. And I was like, that is such a beautiful way to look at food, and something that honestly, I don't see that much of in the States. The States, it's very like fast. Let's get our food. Let's eat our fuel. It's either like, let's go all out and have as much as possible and as large a portion as possible. Let's binge. Or it's let's restrict and not have everything, anything, and be disciplined and be rigid with our food. And that is what it is. So I think that if you took that perspective, you look at your day-to-day, and what you're doing, and if your relationship with food is kind of like that, take a step back. And that's why I'm hosting these retreats, and that's why I'm trying to, I'm going to host another one in November. I'm going to start advertising it as soon as I get done with this one, because I know people need time to plan them. But honestly, like, the retreats are a way to take people out of their environments, because when you're in it, you're kind of indoctrinated into that. Like, there's no way for you to really see what's going on until you get removed from it. So when I was talking to someone the other day about someone that is rigid in their food rules, and they know that they're struggling and they know that they need help, but there's nothing that person can say to them that is going to take them out of it. That person needs to literally be removed from their situation altogether to change. And that's what I think of people as well, especially people in the States or other kind of capitalist, very like food is just very highly processed and the joy is taken out of honestly living. Like, it's not just about the food, but I feel like in the States, it's very much so about work, 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 work. And if you're not working, then God forbid you should be working. And then your food should just be a side thing. And if the only way to really have fun is to drink and smoke and go out, you know, if that's a culture in, it might be helpful for you to get the hell out of there, at least for a few days. And even though I'm better being here, I realized, wow, like, I was still pretty in that culture. And that's another reason why I kind of want to move to a different country for a few months. And I was thinking about Mexico originally. And then I thought, okay, Bali, because I've never been. But now that I'm back here, I'm like, man, Mexico seems like where it's at, especially here. And even my client, she was telling me how different it is. And she's from Mexico, just a different part of Mexico. But she was like, I'm here and it already feels like a shift. And I forget the exact words she used, but she said, I feel very much more one with the earth or something like that. And like, just feel more slow and tired. And we both noticed that we're sleeping a lot, all those things. So anyway, if you're in it, you might not be able to see it. But I don't know what the theme of this podcast is or what I'm going to call it or anything like that. But I do think that if you're viewing food only as fuel, and you're viewing food as like, this has to be this disciplined thing, and you have to keep on going, you have to just work harder, you have to be harder, maybe that's not the case. Maybe that's not the life we all should be living. And I think honestly, that's why I'm so burnt out, is because I was like that for a long time. And now I just can't do it anymore. There's got to be a different way to live. There's got to be a different way for other people to live. And I'm literally in it right now at this retreat center. And there has to be that other way out there for other people. And I was thinking this morning, or actually just before I recorded this, how I feel a little bit lost sometimes in what I want to do next. But I think it's showing people how to live maybe a life that isn't so driven by willpower or achieving so many things, because it's just tiring. It just gets old. So anyway, I don't, again, know, but maybe view food a little bit differently. Look at how you're viewing food throughout the day. The practical side of this might be like, if you're doing that to food, maybe slow down a little bit. Maybe cook one of your meals and actually appreciate what you're cooking. I realize that I haven't cooked food in a long time. Like, I cook, like I'll get things that I can easily throw together. So technically I cook, but I never like sit down really and saute things or make a soup or anything. And it's mainly because I don't really love where I live right now, but that's fine. That's temporary. But I'm like, yeah, cooking your food, buying it fresh and doing those sort of things. Like, even if you don't have time, make a little bit of time. I know it's a luxury, but take a little time to appreciate life. And that might help your food relationship a lot more, and your relationship with you, and be present. Like, if you feel like you're constantly just pushing through and then you wonder why you're binging in the afternoon, maybe it's because that's not what you're meant to be doing. All right, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to enjoy the rest of the weekend here with my client and the retreat, and I'll be back next Tuesday, not with a podcast episode. You're only going to get 2 episodes per 2 weeks right now from me. But if you are interested in going on a retreat with me or working with me privately to work up to meeting up in a retreat center at the end of us working together, maybe we work together for 3 months on kind of slowing things down, all with the buildup of us planning on meeting each other at this retreat center or someplace else. That is something I'm considering offering after talking to a few healers here and stuff like that, which can be helpful because we were talking about how healing, it really can't always be planned. You know, it's sometimes more spontaneous. So if you're interested in something like that, reach out to me, Instagram DM me, or send me an email, say, I want to go to a retreat in the subject line, and then we'll coordinate. Let's book a call and talk about it. If you want to work with me, I'm still doing the 60-day coaching cohort. I have a few more spaces open for that. So you can go to my website, just book a consult with me and book it in for next week so we can start that ASAP. And we'll concentrate on one thing for 60 days to kind of get you moving towards that. We can also talk about retreat stuff and kind of getting into a different environment. And then also the group coaching program is coming up again, and we're open right now for an enrollment. Early enrollment, where you get a discounted price, is open till April 3rd. And then the group starts April 30th. I don't know when I'll be hosting another 8-week program after this. So that this might be your last chance for a little while to get into the 8-week program. And it really will change you. It's not a group webinar program. It's not a program where you're like one of hundreds. You're one of 20, if that. And we all talk together on a personal Zoom call twice a week. It's very, very intimate. It's very personal. That's what I can say. Like, we focus on really basic principles like eating enough, eating consistently, being present with food, managing urges, learning how to feel your feelings. But one of the best things I think everyone says about the program is how less crazy they feel when they get to talk with other people in the group. And you will have that opportunity with my guidance. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it made sense to you. And I hope, like, if you felt called to that, of like, yeah, that's me. I'm always hustling from this thing. And I just feel like I have to keep going, but I hate it. Like, I absolutely hate it inside. And I feel like I'm dying inside. And I feel like I'm just dreading the next 10 years of my life. But I feel like it's the only option, then maybe something needs to change, and maybe something is calling to you and you need to listen to that. All right, I'll talk to you later. Never give up on yourself. Bye.